Mike the Goodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to be able to come into your presence again today to share with you the wonderful truths of the eternal God. We've been discussing the blessings that are ours through the new birth. Oh, beloved, there's so many benefits and blessings that we as believers have through new birth, through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting him as our Savior. There's so many benefits that are ours that many times we forget and overlook what we have in Christ. And we forget what is ours through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus we're thinking about the blessings that are ours in Christ, the benefits that are ours through faith in the Lord Jesus. And we've been discussing and speaking about eternal life and what it means and the benefits and the blessings of eternal life. And last time we talked about Romans 5:15, where the scripture says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. That is, if through the offense of one, which was Adam, many died through the offense of one, much more, he says, through God's grace. Notice, he says, if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And we've discussed this last time, the abundant grace of God. How rich is God's grace, God's undeserved favor to mankind, and what a privilege it is to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, to be born into the family of God, to be made joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the benefit and the blessing of the abundant grace of God that is bestowed upon the human race. And then again, we read over in the book of Romans, chapter 6, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more through one man's offense, Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace shall reign in life, in victory over sin now. Yes, beloved, reign in life. And, oh, the joy of reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ in life. We read here in Romans 6:2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Yes, Romans 5:21, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life, by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, beloved, we can reign even now in life, have victory over sin now. As we read here in Romans 6:2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, beloved, remember our diagram of 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. Remember, when a person puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts Him as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the spiritual part of man that's born again. That's why 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul writes, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? And you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. The price was the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are Christ's." We belong to Jesus Christ, beloved. We who have put our faith and trust in Jesus have accepted Him as Savior, and thus in our spirit we're dead to sin. Now, we've already talked about how in our flesh, and we're going to be talking about it more, in Romans 7, how that in our flesh is indwelling sin. And thus, beloved, we have a battle between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit, and the soul becomes the battlefield. Now notice again Romans 6:11-14. "Likewise reckon ye," and the word "reckon" is an accounting word. It means to consider, add up the facts, "and you'll see that ye yourselves are to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." In our spirit, remember, is where we get our true identity. Now, on the driver's license, we have a picture of this old body, but that's not our true identity. That's just what the old earth suit looks like. Our true identity is in our spirit, beloved. And it's our spirit whether we're either a child of God or a child of the devil. We either belong to Jesus Christ or are under the control and dominion of sin. It's in our spirit that we have our true identity. And the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation, does the work of salvation, applies the blood of Christ, makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous in our spirit. Now, oft times I've asked an audience, "How many of you are righteous?" Very few will raise their hand. Why? Because we do not feel righteous. That is, we're going by the feelings of the old flesh with indwelling sin. We do not understand our true identity, and that we have been born into the family of God, that we are literally a new creation, that we're not what we used to be, and we do not have to live under the control and dominion of sin any longer. And this is what he's telling us here in Romans 6:11. "Likewise, reckon, consider, accept the fact that ye yourselves are dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." We're dead to sin and alive unto God. We were dead to God and alive unto sin. But when we accepted Jesus as Savior, a transformation took place. We were given life eternal. We died to sin and became alive unto God, so that in our spirit we are righteous and are justified and declared righteous in the sight of God. And that's what earlier in Romans he discusses, is the doctrine of justification. That the believer is justified. And the word justified is simply just as if I'd never sinned. That's the way we look in the sight of God, because the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin, beloved. And so Romans 6:11, wake up to the fact and consider yourself to be dead unto sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And so in verse 12 he says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." That is, beloved, do not yield to sin and its control and dominion in your body any longer. You have the power through the indwelling Holy Spirit to say no to sin, and no to the lust of the flesh, and no to the temptations that Satan throws in front of you, no to the whisperings of the demonic forces. No, I will not go that way. I will not think those evil thoughts. I will not yield to that criticism and fault finding. I will not allow my mind to be centered around pornographic images. I will not yield to the flesh with indwelling sin, but I'm going to bring this old flesh into subjection unto the obedience of Christ through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. It's up to you, beloved. It's up to me as children of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to put sin down, to crush it, to put it aside through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, who is greater that is in us than he that is in the world, as we're told in 1 John chapter 4. Oh yes, beloved, the indwelling Holy Spirit of God is greater than Satan and his demonic forces. The Holy Spirit is the power of God living in us. And we therefore can bring this old flesh into subjection to the obedience of Christ. And we no longer have to allow sin to rule and reign in our mortal body. We can put it down, beloved, through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, and not yield to it that ye should obey its lust thereof. We don't have to obey those lusts. We don't have to give in to those evil appetites. We do not have to be in bondage to pornography. We do not have to be in bondage to evil thoughts. We do not have to be in bondage to impure imaginations. Oh, beloved, get a hold of this truth, that you have the power of God living in you through the Holy Spirit of God, and you can live as more than a conqueror. As Romans 8 tells us, that's who we are, beloved, and we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Till next time, goodbye.